raise money. Well, if your baby girl is 22, who used to work at a gift shop until a colleague told her how much money she could be making by selling her pictures online, and this 22-year-old realized that she needed someone to take the pictures of her and enlisted the help of her 53-year-old mother, who now helps her daughter take daily explicit photos and videos, which often involve Beth posing nude. Is that okay?
Wait, is she doing cam shows or she's just taking nude photos every day?
Just nude photos.
Oh, well. Is it okay for whom?
I mean,
just in general?
Just in general, is it okay for a mom?
I mean, somebody's got to take the photos.
Right.
So,
I mean, yeah, it's like if you're going to do that, is it not better to have your mother there than some strange director or just a bunch of strange people? I don't know. It's just like if everybody's comfortable with it, I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
Are you?
Yeah. Now, I don't need that scenario going down in my house, but for their setup, someone's got to take the pictures. Someone's got to get the 10%. Got to be somebody you can trust.
If I were this girl's mom, because I am a parent, if I were this girl's mom, I would say what Uncle Seth is saying is true. Someone's got to take the pictures for you, but it ain't going to be me. I'm not going to judge you for what you're doing, but as a parent, I don't want to make it any easier to exploit you.
Okay, and we're thinking about a daughter, but let's say Xander wants to start taking bathing suit pictures. Okay, this is a bad example. We're done here. When he's 18.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, that's not...
What? Whoa.
So, okay, so at 18...
18, yeah, he wants to just go, hey, I'm going to be shirtless, and I'm going to post these photos, and I need you to... The light's really good here, and I know you've got that fancy camera, so, you know, why don't you take these for me?
I'm going to say your Uncle Charlie really is an enthusiast of photography, and he's much better suited for this than I am.
Belcher?
Yeah.
You're putting Belcher on this project?
He's a hell of a photographer.
Oh, Belcher
he could really bring out the definition of my son's abs.
He's booked.
I would not be okay with this as a parent. I'm okay with this parent doing it, but I'm asking you as a parent, are you okay or not okay with helping your kid disseminate photos of themselves?
If a dad's doing it, we're not even having a debate. It's not okay.
What's the difference between a dad doing it and a mom doing it?
I don't know. It's just a mom. It's different.
Okay. All right.
We're talking about a dad and a daughter.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. That feels worse.
Right.
Worse than a mom and a daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But at the same time, you know, it's going to be if we're going to say it's okay for the daughter to get into some line of sex work, which it is.
Sure.
Why not have somebody she's most comfortable with there, whether it be a mother, father, brother, anybody, you know, taking the pictures and videos? Like, teach their own.
Everybody wants an authentic cam girl, an authentic naked model, and I think nobody can bring out that authenticity like a parent.
Drew Gabo Live, okay or not okay? That's good.
Well, I personally wouldn't do it, and I have three daughters, but I don't think it's awful. I think it would be okay. Your mom would be your worst critic on pictures anyways.
But if you're saying you wouldn't do it with your daughters, then you're not okay with it. How is it okay?
But if my mom friend told me she did it for her daughter, I wouldn't be so judgmental. I'd be like, that's for you, but it's not for me. But I wouldn't judge her for it.
Well, it's not about judging. It's if you're okay doing it for your daughter. And I'm not saying you're the worst person in the world if you do something like this. But if you're not okay with doing it for your own daughter, then you're not okay with it. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. But, I mean, it's just like some people are okay with, like, getting blackout drunk or, you know, doing a bunch of drugs on the weekend. I'm not okay with it, but if you, that's for you, you do you, but.
Right, but I'm not asking you to ascertain for other people whether or not it is okay. I'm asking by your core value system, are you okay holding the camera and directing your daughter in various states of undress so that she may sell these on the internet?
No.
There you go. Thank you, darling. I appreciate it. I really should have been an attorney.
Try to convince people to come on your side of things, I see.
727-579-1025. I'm not going to judge anybody who does it.
I think these things nowadays are way more common than we know about.
I agree. 727-579-1025. By the way, congratulations to Rob Loray. I don't know if that's how you say his name or not. He's been reinstated as the news director at WMNF after he appealed his firing.
Oh, good.
The dude had been there for 40 years.
I'm not familiar with the story, but I'm, you know.
It's a great story about community radio in Tampa.
Why does he get to go back? Why he gets to repeal? Know.
Yeah,
if I got fired today, I wouldn't get to repeal.
Appeal.
Or appeal.
Right.
Either.
You wouldn't. But he, I guess, was fired because he didn't post on Facebook enough. He had been there for 40 years. I've been following the story. It is insane to me.
Is that really they want to be more interactive on social into what he refused? I know how the old school radio guys are.
Man, he's an old school radio guy. And he said, he was let go. And he appealed it and he won. Congratulations, dude.
Was he saying it was ageism?
Yeah, they were alleging ageism, too. Because that's what old people do when they get canned. Drew Grabo Live, I'll do it. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? This is Alfredo, and I was calling to say I agree with you on the perspective that this is shameful that any mother would do.
So you are not okay doing that for your kid. What if your kid says, I'm going to do it anyway, Dad. Don't you want me to do it with you where I'm safe as opposed to some scumbag photographer who's probably going to, do filthy things to me?
No, because as a parent, it's our responsibility to encourage our kids to find a real job.
Well, I mean, what's not a real job? Like, what would you rather your daughter do? Work 40 hours a week in a thankless job where she's making barely above minimum wage or making a six-figure income?
I would take her out to look for a job. I would take her out to look for a job.
Sure, but you're going to take her out to look for a job where she's going to earn 1/10 of what she could earn when she's selling her beautiful pictures of her body on the interwebs.
If she's going to do that, then she needs to wear a bathing suit. I wouldn't encourage her to get naked.
But you wouldn't encourage her, but she's over 18. Would you allow her?
If she's over 18, then I would advise her to cover up her private parts because they need to remain private.
But guys are going to spend a lot of money if she's making her private parts public.
And if she thinks that that's the best way to make money and her decision is going to be her decision, then ultimately that is going to be her choice because people have a choice to make what kind of money they want to make. But I wouldn't encourage any parent to be the person behind the camera in that case.
Right on. Thank you.
I feel like you were trying to talk his daughter into sex work.
I was. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Objection. This attorney's playing both sides here.
I am. That's my job. This lady, Beth, from Manchester, Great Britain, England, London, whatever, has her mom at the... This girl's 22. Young lady's 22.
And she's fully nude?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. She has 1,000 followers, which isn't that great. She poses nude. She poses in her underwear. And each of her followers pays 12 euros a month to get nude photos and videos. She makes more than 10,000 euros a month. And her mom is the one holding the camera.
Well, I mean... Is she doing a good job? Is 10,000 euros good?
I don't know what the percentage her mom's making is. Drew Grabo Live, hello.
She's getting it all.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment about the woman doing photographs with the mother.
Okay, do you think it's okay or not okay?
No, it is not. Absolutely not.
Why not?
It's like saying that you're pimping your mother or you're pimping yourself. It's not a good thing to do, but you don't know where the pictures are coming from and who's buying them and for what reason.
To masturbate?
Pardon?
Oh, I say they're watching it so that they may pleasure themselves while they're looking at these photos. Flog the dolphin, beat the bishop.
Yeah, exactly.
Punch the clown. It's one of my favorites. So you're not okay with this?
No, I'm not. There are so many things that can go on in our society, and you don't know what your daughter is seeing. And when you go somewhere like in a mall or a place for buying something, they're going to look at that person, with lewd thoughts about that girl.
No, a load of salt.
Lewd thoughts, not a load of salt, but lewd thoughts. May we ask some demographic information about you? You have a very distinctive voice.
I'm from Florida. I was born in West Point, New York.
Where the military academy is up there.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Are you, what age would you say you are?
I'm in my 60s.
What do you identify as?
What you mean?
Yeah, Drew.
when it comes to
you got a hog or not?
Thank you, John.
Do I have a what? Uh-oh.
John wanted to know if you have livestock. If you have a hog, if you got a horse, if you got a cow.
You a urinal or a stall man?
Yeah, you like... Man. Do you go in a urinal?
What do you mean by that?
This woman. Oh, totally no. A woman, bro.
It's crazy.
It's changing, right?
It's like nothing I've ever heard.
It keeps changing.
So you're in your 60s.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite color?
Red.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Have any kids?
No.
Okay. Would you like some? Are you looking for a mate with whom you can have children? Not at 60.
Probably. I don't know. What is this about, sir?
Well, we're dancing around something, and I'm trying to be delicate in doing so.
There's other questions we can ask.
What was your favorite musical act?
My music, classical, jazz, big band.
Parliament.
Who's your dream mate? Like, who's your favorite movie star that you'd like to make love with?
Well, I mean, that's kind of personal. I've never had sex. So
Wait, hold on. You're 60 years old and you've never had sex.
No, I'm not 60. I'm over 60.
But, and you're over 60 and you've never had sex before.
No.
If you have,
there are people out there that do not or have not ever had sex and they have never dated.
Sure, I got it, guys. If anyone famous, if you could picture who you would want as a famous lover, who would it be? Hello?
Top Gun star.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That doesn't, jeez.
We're on a wild ride here.
What's for dinner tonight?
Whatever I have on the dinner table tonight, sir.
Okay, all right.
That's mysterious, okay.
Boy, mystery, enigmatic.
So you asked what the dream date would be? Is that, yeah, and it was Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
Do you guys think you'd have a lot in common?
I like good movies. I like music.
I think so.
I like...
Big butts?
Can't lie.
No.
What's your dream penis look like?
I don't know.
Have you seen one? Or hideous?
You see one every day?
I don't know.
Oh, man, I don't know how to ask what we're trying to find out.
I think I'm ready to make a convert. I made a mistake.
Here
earlier.
You go, Seth.
You got it?
No, you do.
Okay.
What?
Are you a man or a woman?
See what you did? You son of a bitch.
Come on, John.
I'm sorry that John asked that question. What's your name?
Jennifer.
That was it. That was the question. God, you're brilliant, Garabo. What the hell?
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today, Jennifer. You're awesome for answering all our questions. I hope you have a great night, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
That just came to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It literally, after all of this beating around the bush.
I didn't even think about that. I just thought the stall of the urinal was that's all I had.
It finally occurred to me that we could probably get the answer we're looking for. I thought she was going to say Pat.
I don't know if it was her connection, but her voice was changing throughout the call.
Oh, for sure. 727-579-1025.
Jen never had sex before. That's
interesting.
60 years old.
What do you do?
I mean, that's Micah in 40 years.
Yeah,
we just talked to her, Micah.
Man, I don't know. Like, it's not like sex drives me or anything, but
Well, I mean, it doesn't drive Jennifer. She's made it this far. She's fine.
Yeah, I guess so. Sounds happy.
She's thinking about other things.
Yeah, important things.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts. so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.